Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Nun Gimel. Siman Reish Nun Gimel begins the halachas of Bishul. Officially, it's Din Kira V'Tanur Liten Alea HaKederos Be'er Shabbos. The laws of the Kira and the Tanur, which we'll see exactly what they are, different types of ovens, to place on them pots on Erev Shabbos. So we're going to read the introduction that the Mishnah Berurah gives us to Siman Reish Nun Gimel before we actually begin with the Mechaber, and even Sif Aleph is going to take us a few shiurim. The Mishnah Berurah writes in the Hakdama, Hine b'fnesha Siman hazeh rabu parosav, because the Siman that we're about to embark on is very intricate, ukedei shelo yivalbel einei hakorebo, in order that the one who starts to read the siman doesn't get confused, amarti lahatik misefer machtes hashekel psicha katana eleha miikre hadinim shelo. So I decided that I'm going to write from the machtes hashekel a small introduction to these dinim. So he's bringing down from the Sefer Masa Shekel a small introduction so that we can quickly go through this simon smoothly. The first point he tells us is that there is a concept of Shehiya and there's a concept of Chazara. Shehiya Mikri. Shehiya is Sheno Saint Tavshil Mi Erev Shabbos Agabe Kira Lo Derech Hatmana. Shehiya is when you put a dish before Shabbos on the oven, on the kira, on the stove, velo derech hatmana, without having any kind of insulation. Umanicho omed agabe kira, and you leave the dish on the kira when Shabbos comes in. Ubishabbos notel mehakira, and then on Shabbos you take it off the kira. So that is the first halacha, which is shehiya, leaving something on the kira when Shabbos is coming in and taking it off afterwards. The Chazara Mikri, what is Chazara? That's called Kishehinicha mi Erev Shabbos Agabe Kira. You're also leaving it on the Kira from Erev Shabbos. Ubishabbos notlo mehakira. And then on Shabbos you remove it from the Kira. Virotzel lahachzira shenis Agabe Kira. And then you want to return it back to the Kira afterwards. So we have Shehiya and Chazara. Shehiya is leaving food on the Kira from before Shabbos to take it off after Shabbos. And then Chazara is when you did that and you take it off and now you want to put it back on the Kira. That's called Chazara. Zehu Iker Din Chazara L'Kuli Alma. That is the Iker Din of Chazara according to everyone. Aval Yesh Od Inyan Chazara. There is another concept of Chazara. Shenot Lo Mi Erev Shabbos Samal HaShecha U'Machziro. And that's where you don't take it off on Shabbos, but rather you take the pot off the Kira on Erev Shabbos, very close to Shabbos, and then you want to return it back on Shabbos. Kemavur B'Sibbeiz B'Hagol, like we'll see later on in the Rambah of Sibbeiz. But for our purposes now, so far we have the concept of Shehiya and Chazara. Shehiya is putting a pot on the Kira before Shabbos, and then leaving it there on Shabbos, taking it off on Shabbos. And Chazara is once you take it off, and now you want to put it back on. Upligi Chananya v'Rabbanan. There is a machlokas between the Tanoim, Chananya, and the Rabbanan. The Chananya svirle. Chananya holds imatavshel kfar nisbashel kamacha ben jusoi. If the dish is already cooked to the point of macha ben jusoi, it's a food that ben jusoi would eat. Ben jusoi was a ganav that would eat his food before it's fully cooked. So if the food is cooked to the point that is considered macha ben jusai, hu kechatzi bishul, that means it's halfway cooked, v'yesh omrim kishlish bishul, and as we'll see, there's another opinion that says kemacha ben jusai is a third cooked, so it's partially cooked. So mutter lahashosa agabe kira. So Chananya holds that you're allowed to leave it as Shabbos comes in on the kira, afilu im eina grufa min hagecholim ve'eina katuma. So even if the coals are not grufa uketuma, as long as the food is macha ben jusai, which is a half cook or a third cook, you're allowed to leave it on the kira when Shabbos starts. Now exactly what grufa and katuma is: grufa is sweeping out the coals; katuma is hainu shem bechusa hagecholim be'efer, that you cover up the coals with efer. So therefore, if the oven is not grufa v'ketuma, the coals are not taken out, or the coals are not covered properly with the efer, so Chananya is of the opinion that as long as the dish was cooked to the point of machol ben jusai, it's going to be okay to leave it on. The Chachamim Svirlu, the Chachamim are Machmir, they hold, the Osirim ain't a groof of a Katuma. They say again, if it's not Gar of a Katum, it's not that the coals are swept out or covered with ashes, if you don't have one of those two criteria, so you're not allowed to leave it on, Elim Kenis Bashal Kol Tzarko, unless it is fully cooked. Not only that, Umitzdamek Viralo, and if it will cook any further, it's going to get worse. The item is going to get worse. So that's what the Chachamim holds. We have here a Machlokes, Chananya, and the Chachamim. Chananya says, as long as it's cooked to the point of Macha Ben Jerusoy, which is a half cooked or a third cooked, it's enough to leave it on the Kira, even though it's not Garif HaKatam. The Rabbanan Amor Machmir, not only does it have to be a half cook or a third cook, it has to be fully cooked, plus that if you keep it on, it's going to get worse. Only then you could leave it on the Kira, if the Kira is not Garif HaKatam. Ubereish Perakira Tnan. In the beginning of Perakira in Shabbos, the Mishnah says, Kira Shehisikua V'chuli V'gefes Ube'itzim. If the firewood is gefes and eitzim, and we'll see exactly what that is in the Mechaber shortly, lo yitain ad sheyigrof o ad sheyitain es ha'efer. You cannot put the pot there unless the ashes from these materials are swept out, until the coals, rather, from these materials are swept out, or they're covered with efer. Umibayil ha'ashas, and the Gemara asks, hai lo yitain ditznan. This that the Mishnah says, lo yitain, don't put on, Rotzalomer lo yasha. Does lo yitain mean lo yasha? Don't leave it on when Shabbos is coming in. Elim kein garif akotum, unless it's cleared out. The asya kirabonon de chananya. Then it would be going like the rabbonon of chananya. The mefarshim explained that he's talking about a dish that's fully cooked. So if it's saying lo yitain, don't do shihia, even if it's fully cooked, unless it's garif akotum, that will be following the opinion of the rabbonon that argue with chananya. Or maybe when the Mishnah says lo yitain, it really means don't return it. Aval shehiya muteres, but to leave it on would be mutter. Afilu einu garif akatum, even though it's fully cooked, even though it's not mitzdamek viralo. So that would be going v'asek echanani. That would be going echanani. So that's the question: what does the Mishnah mean when it says lo yitain? Does it mean lo yasha, and then it would be like the Chachamim, or does it mean lo yachzur, but Shia would be okay, and that would be going according to Chananya? V'lo if shita haybaya. And this question of the Gemara is not answered. It's not clear who the Mishnah is going like. Upasku harif harambam v'homdim b'shitasam. The first opinion is the Rif and the Rambam, and those who agree with them. Lashostan. They learn the Mishnah that when it says lo yitain, it means don't leave it on. Ukirabanan de Chananya, and the Mishnah is going like the Rabbanan. Da filu lashos be'inan al gabe grufa v'katuma. Even to leave it on, if it's fully cooked, but it's not mitzamek v'ralo, you're going to need the oven to be grufa v'katuma. That Tosas Pasku and Tosas Paskins, Lahachzir Tanan, the other Shita, that it means that you can't return it. Aval Lashos Mutter, but to leave it on will be Mutter. Afilo al Eina Grufa, even if it's not Garuf, as long as it is Kemacha ben Jusoy, it would be okay. Mishanis Bashal Kemacha ben Jusoy Ukachananya. And they say the Mishnah is going like Chananya. These are the two opinions that are brought down in the Shulchan Aruch over here. Dei Aleph Hidas Arif Rambam. The first sheet that we're going to see beginning today is the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam. That Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanan. V'hayesh Omrim Shemevi HaMechaber B'Sof Sif Aleph Hudas Rashi V'Tosas Hanal. And the second opinion the Mechaber is going to bring down at the end of the Sif, the Yesh Omrim. That's the Shita of Rashi and Tosas, that the Mishnah over there is Chananya. Zeuma Shebe'arnu B'Ktzara, that is the B'Kitzer explanation. U'mi'ata Novo Levar is Divya Shulchan Aruch Be'ezer Hashem. And now we'll begin to explain the Shulchan Aruch Be'ezer Hashem. So with that introduction, it's going to get easier when we see the cases broken down in the Mechaber, but that's a general introduction of the Machlokas of Chananya and the Rabbonim and the different opinions. Let's begin the Mechaber now. Simen Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph, we're on page Chof, which is the page following 38. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Kira, Shiyasuya Kekedera, Kira, which is a type of oven, it's made in the shape of a pot, Vishovsin Alpia Kedera Lamala, and you place the pot on top of the Kira, on top of the oven, Viyesh Bamokom Shvisa Shte Kederos, and a Kira has room on top to fit two pots. So you're placing one pot on top, but it's wide enough to hold two pots. So the halacha is, imhusko begefes, if it is fired up with gefes, shipsola shel zesim, which is the psoles of olives, o be'etzim, or the oven was fired up with wood. So the din is aser litein aleha tavshil mi bodyon lahashoso aleha. You're not allowed to leave a dish on the kira from before Shabbos to leave it there as Shabbos comes in. Again, these materials, as we'll see, gefes and etzim, are things that create coals, and therefore it is aser to place a dish on them before Shabbos to leave it there when Shabbos comes in. Elo im kein, unless you have one of two criteria. Number one, nisbashel kol tzarko b'hu mitztamek v'ralo. Number one is if it was fully cooked to the point that the more you cook it, it's now going to start going downhill. V'hu mitztamek pirish holech v'chaser v'ralo. It's going and getting worse. So then it will be mutter, and we'll see why that is. The concern is that when the oven is heated up with materials that turn into coals, we worry that you might stoke the coals to make them fire even more to help your dish get cooked faster. But if you have a dish that's fully cooked, and the more it cooks, it's going to get worse, so then we're not worried that you're going to be stoking the coals. That's what the Mechaber means on the top of page 40. We're not worried that you're going to stoke the coals. That is option number one to be matir. Oshu chai, or if the dish that is placed on the kira is raw, shalom is bashal klal, that it's not cooked at all. The kevan shu chai, since it's raw, mesia daito mimenu adlamocha. Clearly, his mind is off the food till the next day, till Shabbos morning. Ubuchol halalu yochol his bashal belochitu. And the whole night, it can cook and get ready for the morning without you stoking the coals. So there's two possibilities that we're not worried a person is to stoke the coals. Two opposite extremes. Either it's so fully cooked that if you're going to start stoking the coals and cooking it more, it's going to get worse. So then we're not worried you're going to stoke the coals. Or it's so raw that stoking the coals is not going to help you anyway, because it's clearly going to be meant to be eaten tomorrow. And by the time tomorrow comes, it will get fully cooked even without you stoking the coals. So we're not worried that you're going to stoke the coals. So those are the two cases that it would be mutter. That's what we're going to read in the Mechaber for today. Let's just summarize the Mechaber, then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Couple of notes, Bir Halacha. So the Mechaber again says, if you have a kira, which is a type of stove, it's shaped like a pot, it has room on top for two pots. So you place a pot on top, if it was fired up with gefes and zeis, gefes, which is a psoas of zeisim, or with eitzim, and these are again, these are a type of firewood that turns into coals. So it's usher to put a dish on before Shabbos, to leave it on when Shabbos comes in, because the word, you're going to stoke the coals. The two exceptions are if it's so fully cooked that it's mitzamek v'ralo, so we're not worried you're going to stoke them because it's already so fully cooked you're going to ruin the dish by stoking them, or it's so raw that it's not going to help anyway, so in those two cases we're not worried you're going to stoke the coals, so otherwise you're not allowed to leave a dish on before Shabbos to leave it on there and do shehiyah as Shabbos comes in. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, Eshov Sin Al Piya, in describing the Kira, the Mechaber said it's shaped like a Kedera, Eshov Sin Al Piya Kedera Lamala, and we put on top of it a Kedera. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Gam Besocha Yesh Mokom Lahamira Kedera. This Kira, not only does it have room on top to put a Kedera, you can also put a Kedera inside the actual oven, Umutter Lahashos B'mitztamek V'ralo. And the same thing would be true if the dish is so fully cooked that if it cooks more, it's going to go bad. So you'd be allowed to do shehiyah inside the oven as well. Because the Mechaber wants to teach me the chiddush that it's usher if it's fully cooked, but it's going to get better if you cook it more. So afilu apia, even on top, it's still going to be usher. So the din is true in both cases, inside and on top. But the bigger chiddush for saying that it's going to be usher b'mitzamek v'yafalo is even if it's only going to be on top. Sivkotan beis imhuska mishum de kol hani avdei gecholim. Like we explained, these materials that we're talking about, the waste of the olives or the wood, are things that turn into coals, and therefore v'chashinan shem yichata behem. There, that's where there's a concern that you might stoke them because they get a din of coals. She psola shel zeisim. Again, the gefes is the psalas of zeisim. V'yesh omrim duhadim psola shel shum shemin. Some say that gefes also incorporates the psalas of sesame. The gam heim bechlal gefes and this kerbe mishnah. They're also included in the gefes that's mentioned in the mishnah. Ukel kamon v'simin reishin and zayin sev gimel inin atmana. Like we'll see later. O be'etzim, or if you fired up your oven with wood, v'huadim pechamin. The same thing would be if you actually used regular coals. V'gelalei behem agasa, or the dung of large animals. So if you used any of these materials, we said it's Asr Litein Olea Tashim Bodyom. You can't put on a pot from before Shabbos to do Shehiyah. Not only can you not place a pot on before Shabbos to be there on Shabbos, the same thing is true if it was placed there already. You'd have to remove it before Shabbos starts. If it's not fully cooked, or even if it is fully cooked, but it's going to get better if you cook it more, any of those cases, not only can you not put the pot on, but if the pot was on already, you would be required to take the pot off. Sivkatan vav mi bodyom. You're not allowed to put the pot on mi bodyom. Hainu litno kodem shkias achama. You're not allowed to place it on before sunset. Lahashoso ale lotzarach alayla, to leave it on there for the needs of the night, for your nighttime suda. Elohim kainis bashel sivkatan zayin, unless it was fully cooked, that is a special called Tzarko Mitzamik Viralo. Hainu, says the Mishabruah Sekotan Zayin, the Kevon Shekvar Nizbashel Lagamri, since it's already fully cooked, Achim Tizbashel Yoser, to the point that if it's going to be cooked more, Tizamik Lura, it's going to turn bad. So then, Lo Chai Shinon Lachitui, then we're not worried about stoking. Umutr Litno Azla Chathchila, then you'd be allowed to put it on the pot, put the pot on the Kira, even Lachathchila before Shabbos, to leave it there. Sivkat and Ches, as long as it's mitstamik viralo, pirish, kodover sha'adam otsev kishe yavish, anything that a person will be sad about if it dries out, viniskavits, and it starts shrinking, machmas rov habishel, because of the abundance of cooking, vichin viyafalo, and some too, and we're going to discuss mitstamik viyafalo, hainu shu sameach mizeh. It goes by a person who's going to be happy with it. So we see from over here, it goes by the, it's subjective, it goes by the person being sad or the person being happy, and therefore look at the Shaar Tzion and Oz Tess, he writes, this is the Magen Avraham, Meshein de Milchamos, Ayin Shom, v'nira didiek lefarishkein. It appears that he's being medayik very carefully to express it in this way, lahashmienu, to teach us that afilu hatavshil beetsem yofalu atzimuk, even if the dish actually gets more geshmak if it's cooked further, rak ha'odom otzov mizeh, just a person is sad about it. Machmas the tzarach lorechim, let's say he needs it for guests, so he'd rather it be a little less geshmak but have more food there. Shari, that's going to be mutter k'deisa b'gemara. It doesn't go that be'etzem it's getting better or be'etzem it's getting worse. It goes by what you want. So if I have a lot of guests coming, even though if it cooks and shrivels up, it's more geschmack, I don't want it more geschmack. I want to have a larger quantity because I want to be able to give it to my guests. So zakta chavetz chayim. So that's what it's saying. Mitzamek v'ralu is subjective. Kol dover she'odom otzev kishiyovish. It's when a person is sad, if it dries out more, that's considered mitzamek v'ralu. The Mishabruah continues the katan test. The other example we said that it would be mutter is oshu chai, or if it is raw, and stoking the coals won't help. V'dafka basar chai. This is dafka talking about meat that is raw. She'yevshar lehisbasha l'tzorol sudas halayla. That's not possible. It's going to get cooked in time for the nighttime suda, and therefore it's mutter to leave it on the stove before Shabbos. Aval yorak u'sha'orei dvarim shem kali abishol. But vegetables or other things that are cooked very easily, so lo mahani mashu uchai, doesn't help that it's raw. V'chein mashakos of l'kameh, and so too, like we'll see tomorrow in the Mechaber, chaticha chaya, putting in a piece of raw meat, hainu gam kein basar, again, a piece that's raw also means a piece of meat that's raw. The whole point is that meat is taking a long time to cook. If you throw in a raw piece of meat before Shabbos, so we're not worried you're going to start stoking the coals to make it cook faster, because it's not going to help anyway. Sivkotan yud shalom nisbashel, the Mechaber said that it's raw, shalom nisbashel klal, pirish. Oz shari litno samach l'shkia mamish. That's when you're allowed to put it in close to shkia mamish. Aval im nisano mi bodyom aser. But if you place it earlier on in the day, it's not going to help you. It's going to be aser. They find this bashal tzas kodem Shabbos. By the time Shabbos comes, it's already partially cooked. V'tzarech l'salik is shigiyaz man Shabbos. And then you have to remove it by the time Shabbos comes. Elohim kein is bashal kol tzarko kodem zeh. Unless it's going to be fully cooked before that. So if you want to use this eitzah, it has to be that you're putting it on right before Shkia, that way you know that it's raw when Shabbos comes in. If you put it on too early, so then already it's somewhere in the middle. So again, you need the two extremes. Either it's totally raw when Shkia comes, or it's fully cooked, mitzamek v'ralo when Shkia comes, but anywhere in the middle will be a problem. Sivkotan yud aleph, shalom is bashal klal. Hainu da'afilu hucha matavshil nami mutter lahashos. Even if the tavshil is heated up, it's still going to be mutter to be left on there. V'lo gazrinan shema yechata. We don't make exer, they might soak the coals. Kevan de etzem habishul on this bashal klal. Even if it's heated up, but it's not cooked yet, that's going to be okay. We're not worried that you're going to come to stoke the coals. Now, there's a few important points here to discuss. Number one, we're going to look at note 17 and note number 19 really together. I'd like to read note 17 in the middle, the fifth line, where he brings down what Rav Nissen Kirelit says. She'ina kavana samach l'shkiyas achama atzma. Even though the Mishabura said, so you're allowed to put it close to shkiyas achama, it doesn't mean literally shkiyas achama. Elo samach l'zman she'mekabelos ha-shabbos. It means close to when you're mekabel Shabbos. She'arei tzorech l'husef mechol al ha-kodesh. We know there's a din of Tosef Shabbos, so we have to be mekabel Shabbos before shkiyah. So if you're mekabel Shabbos before shkiyah, you can't put it on the second before shkiyah, because that would be Shabbos already for you. Ve'ichyitenes ha-kedeira le'ei samach l'shkiyah mamish. It's not shayach. Samach l'shkiyah mamish, and therefore this in Kerelet and other poskim as well say that it's lav dafka samach l'shkiyah sacham, like the Mishabura said in Sivkotan Yud. It just means samach to when you are mekabel Shabbos, that's when it becomes Shabbos for you, so then it has to be raw when you place it on. Contrast that with note number 19, where we see the Chazon Ish is very machmir. He says v'im hischamim b'shir sheyatzo ledesbo. He argues with the Mishabura. The Mishabura said that even if the food is hot, if it didn't start cooking yet, it's going to be okay. The Chazon Ish says, if it heated up to the point of Yatzo Ledesbo, says the Chazon Ish, Nechshav Hadover Kihisri L'Hizbashel. That's already considered that it started cooking. The Hosef, and he adds on the Chazon Ish, Shalafiza, according to this, Ha'ofen Shabomo Elitein Chatichas Basar Chai. So how are you putting in Basar Chai into a dish that's cooking and it's boiling hot, so the second you put the piece of meat in, it's already going to be at Yatzu Ledesbo. So how do you have this eitz at all, the Fila Chazon Ish, that it can't be at a point of Yatzu Ledesbo yet? So Eina Elo B'Kederish is ba. So the Chazon Ish says this then only applies with a dish that started to cook a little bit. If it's totally raw, you don't need the basar chai, it's a raw dish. So it started cooking a little bit, and then it cooled off. The Achshav Bolitna agabe akira, and now you're coming to put it back on the kira before Shabbos. Shoy baofen shechom hatavshul shebekedera hu adayin b'shiyatzoledes, because if the dish that's in the kedera is still at yatzoledes, imkein gam habasar chay shenosim lesocha ye b'shiyatzoledes vasher lashoso. So what are we discussing over here? So the Chazon Ish says it has to be a dish that started cooking, and then you took it off the fire, it cooled off, it's only partially cooked. Now you want to put the meat in, so when the meat goes in and you put it back on, the whole dish is not at the point of Yatzoledes, but when Shabbos is starting, that's going to be okay. But if the dish is on the fire, and it's at the point of Yatzoledes, when you're going to throw in the meat, it takes a second for the meat itself to get to a point of Yatzoledes, well, that wouldn't be allowed. So he's arguing with the Mishabura. The Mishabura says in Sefkotan Yud Aleph, Afilu hucham atavshel nami mutter lahashos. And when that goes there, Shem Yechate, since it didn't start cooking yet, the Chazon Ish says, no, it's not, that's not okay. It has to be that the dish is not at the point of Yatzel Ledesbo, because otherwise the meat's going to be at Yatzel Ledesbo before Shabbos, so that is a chumrah of the Chazon Ish. Now I'd like to point out two bir halachas that are very important. Number one, if we turn back to page Chaf, Divra Maskel Lahasho Saleha. So the Mechaber had said that if you have a Kira, it was fired up with Gefes, or Eitzim, it's also Litein Olea Tavsha Mibodyom Lahasho Saleha. You can't put a dish on it from before Shabbos to do Shehiyah on there. So says it, Be'alocha L'tzorach HaLaila. You can't do it if the purpose of this dish is for the nighttime Suda. Kenu Loshin HaTur, that's the language of the tour. However, Ve'im Kavanoso L'tzorach Machar, but if your intention is for the Shabbos day Suda, Yesh Poskim Shematirim, there are some Poskim that say that Shehiyah would be Mutter, even though it's only partially cooked. You could leave it on the fire because it's for tomorrow. Because then we're not worried, you're going to come to stoke the coals, it's for tomorrow. So just like putting in a piece of raw meat, if it's for tomorrow, so mali the raw meat for tonight, so stoking the coals is not going to help. Or putting in a dish for tomorrow, stam, so even if it's partially cooked, you're not going to come to stoke the coals. The ayin b'simen reish nun dalat sefei b'hagro shom u'b'mogen avrom shom sefkot un chafu b'al yirabba reish simen ze d'medina ein lismoch hazeh. All these poskim say not to rely on this understanding that if the food is for the next day, if it's for Shabbos day, you're allowed to leave on food that's not fully cooked before Shabbos. The dafka b'chaisa, because this halacha is only by raw meat, she'i efshar la'ochlo, that it's impossible to eat it now. It's not that you're not planning on eating it. You can't eat it now. It's going to be raw tonight. It's not going to be edible. Aval bazeh she'efshar la'ochlo. But putting up a chillant that's going to be for tomorrow, and it's going to be edible tonight, chayshinan she'imolech la'ochlo v'yechata. You might change your mind. Many times it's happened, the person puts up a chillant for Shabbos day, and someone decides Friday night that he wants to have it. So the fact that it's going to be ready to be edible tonight, the fact that your mind is on it tomorrow, but it's partially cooked and it can theoretically get done for tonight, it's not enough that your mind is on it, say the poskim. It has to be that it won't be ready for tonight. That's the only way to head there. You can rely on this. So if one put up a chulant that was partially cooked before Shabbos, he had no blech, it wasn't garif akatum, we'll see those details later. It wasn't garif akatum, you should not have put it on. You should not have put the chulant up directly on the fire or directly on the crock pot without any kind of blech before Shabbos because it was partially cooked. But lemaisa, if it's for tomorrow, so we see there are shitas that say that would be okay. We don't rely on those shitas lechatchila, but the Chafetz Chaim says, b'di'eved yeshlis mochazeh, rak shelo yehi rogil lasos ken, as long as you're not rogil. But if one time it happens, you left the chulant on, so it's not going to ask for the chulant because lemaisa, there are poskim to rely on that even though you put it on partially cooked, and shehiya is usr on food that's partially cooked or fully cooked, if it's not mitzamek v'ralo, and you don't have a blech, so you could be maturit since your kavana was only for tomorrow, you shouldn't do it, but you could rely on the shita, b'di'eved, once in a while, that the dish will not be usr since your intention was only to have it tomorrow. That is one very important bir halacha. One other bir halacha, and then we'll continue next time, and that is on page number 40, the Ramaskil Mesiah Daito Mimeno Adlamachar. We said in the Mechaber that if you put the raw piece of meat in that was not Nizbash al Klal, since it's raw, the Mechaber said in the second line, Mesiah Daito Mimeno Adlamachar. Your mind is off it, it's raw now, so you're not thinking about it for tonight at all, it's only fit for tomorrow, and by tomorrow it will be fully cooked, even without you stoking the coals. Nirida filu imatanor chumo rav. It appears that even if the oven is very hot, v'yochol hisbashel be'ezo shows b'layla b'meshach hazman, and it could get fully cooked even tonight after a few hours, afal pikeinim ein darkon shel b'nei odom lahamdim b'su'udosan kolkach. If it's not the derech of people to wait that amount of time to start their suda and to have their suda, b'vaday asuche mosach daite minei v'lo osri la'asuye l'chatuye. For sure, a person put his mind off that he's not going to come to be stoking the coals. So what he's addressing over here is also an extremely important point. The way the Mechaber said it is only going to be ready till tomorrow, so your mind is off it. Zok de Beralocha, it appears that even if it will be ready tonight, but it will be ready tonight at 11 o'clock at night, and most people are finished with their Suda by 11 o'clock at night, they're not beginning their Suda then, so that's also, your mind is off it. So even if the oven is very hot and it's going to be cooked by tonight, but it's a time that's really past the Suda, so we're not worried that Shem Yechat and that also will be Mutter. That takes us to an interesting note over here, and that is note number 30, which is on the next page. It says, Mavur Midvarav. It's clear from his words, Tizbashal Akadeira Arazman Shaderop the Adam Lahantim Bisudasam, if it will be ready at a time when people are still waiting around for their Suda, or maybe they're in the middle of their Suda, Ein Lahatir Bazem Mishum Basar Chai, then the Basar Chai is not going to be good heter because it will still be ready tonight. Even though most people start their suda right away, that's what you're supposed to do. Some people delay their suda for different reasons. Some people have a very long suda. And therefore, even if it's ready a few hours since the suda into the night, when the suda started, still considers man achila. If the dish is able to cook by that time, still yeshlocho shem yechate. It's not to worry that the person might soak the coals, kadesh yucha lecho bizman ze. That a person will still be able to eat it during that time period, the ein ze b'chlal heter shel basar chai. And therefore you don't have the heter of basar chai. V'chein l'gabi kirayim chashmolios. And so too when you have electric oven, shachumam rav, they're very hot. Ubasar chayim bisbashal lehem bismamuat, and raw meat gets cooked very fast. V'chein kirayim shel gaz, and so too a gas oven. Shachumam rav, it's also very hot. And the big fire inside the gas ovens are able to cook the meat very fast. So Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashar both say she'ein noig behen heter shel basar chai. You don't have the heter basar chai. Maybe even you could say that we have oinigs nowadays and we have a late Friday night shulin. So the fact that you have basar chai, but it's going to be ready for a few hours later, so fakirat, that's exactly the concern that Chazal had, that you might come to stoke the coals to have it ready for your oinig Shabbos later on. If you skip down to the last few lines, Chazanish Kosov, Shekevan Shal Pirov Lo Mashim Basar Chai El Tzerach Yom HaMochras. Here's a kula of the Chazanish over Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv. The Chazanish says, since in general we don't put on Basar Chai except for use tomorrow, that's the general idea. So Lo Gazru Chachamim the Basar Chai Klal. There was no Gzeira made on Basar Chai. Va'afilu Ba'ofen Shadaita Lo Ochlo Balayla. So even though you might be planning on eating it at night, but Lamaisa, they did not make the Gzeira of Shemi Echata by raw meat, and therefore you don't have to worry about the fact that it can be ready later in a few hours. You don't have to worry about it if you put Basar Chai in the proper time. Again, the Chazanish Lashitasa, the way it works, like we mentioned before. So according to the Chazanish, that would be okay. That's a Kula of the Chazanish over Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv. We'll stop here. Again, it's going to take us a few days to get through this sif, but we'll stop here for today, and Mirtz Hashem will continue tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.